about the service, the Holy Eucharist, also called the Mass, the Holy Communion, the Lord's Supper, or the Divine Liturgy, has been the central act of Christian worship since New Testament times. In it, we give thanks. The Greek word Eucharistia means thanksgiving. As we celebrate God's savings act in Christ, we participate in Christ by receiving the consecrated bread and wine, which are his blood and body. The Liturgy of the Word. The Eucharist consists of two parts, the Liturgy of the Word and the Liturgy of the Table. The Liturgy of the Word comes to us almost unchanged from the early worship of the Jewish synagogues and was originally a series of lessons or readings from Scripture, alternating with responses from the Psalms and other songs in Scripture. The common practice today is for the entrance or processional to be accompanied by a hymn. To prepare for worship, in the Episcopal Church, meditative quiet is our custom before the service. This is a good time for personal prayer time with God, opening yourself to God's presence and offering to God your concerns from the past week and for the coming week. The opening acclamation. The celebrant and people begin not by exchanging good mornings, but by standing briefly, but beautifully, what we have come together to do. First, we have come to bless God, which means to give offer, honor, and worship. Second, we proclaim and remember that God is one in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Third, we celebrate God's reign in the universe in our commitment to become part of it and to help it grow. The Collect for the Purity. This prayer has begun Anglican worship for centuries. In it, we acknowledge who God is and recognize that we need help and grace in order to love and worship God. At St. Timothy's, we say it together. The Collect of the Day. The original beginning of the Eucharist, the Collect of the Day, is a special prayer in a particular form. Usually one sentence long, it begins with an address to God that names a divine attribute, which then form the basis of a request. On most Sundays, the collect sets forth a theme that unifies all the worship that follows. The lessons. Christians are people of the book in the sense that we regard the Bible as a revelation from God that offers us special insight into God's nature and God's purpose in the human story. Why do we call the Holy Scriptures the Word of God? Asks the Catechism, and answers, we call them the Word of God because God inspired their human authors and because God still speaks to us through the Bible. It is with this understanding that the reader concludes the reading with the declaration, the Word of the Lord, to which we respond, thanks be to God. The psalm, as prayers addressed to God, the psalms have been fundamental in Jewish and Christian worship. At St. Timothy's, we currently say the psalm responsively. The gospel. The liturgical gospel is a reading from one of the four scriptural gospels that proclaims some word or act of our Lord. The gospel may be sung or said in the midst of the people as a symbol that Christ came into the world. Proclaiming the gospel is one of the special tasks of the deacon. Because all priests have also been ordained deacons, if no deacon is present, a priest may read the gospel. At the announcement of the gospel, some people may sign themselves with a small cross on the forehead, lips, and breast to signify their desire that the gospel may live in their understanding, on their lips, and in their hearts. The sermon. The homily or sermon follows the gospel with no interruption and is intended to be an exposition of the word that has just been read. It is to help us make the word a living and transforming reality in our lives. Today, commentary on the liturgy takes the place of the sermon, but normally one hears a sermon at every Eucharistic worship service. At St. Timothy's, on the first Sunday of the month, Youth Sunday, the Sunday sermon is usually a godly play lesson by the rector. The Creed, the people's response to the gospel, is the faith of the church as expressed in the Nicene Creed, which dates from the 4th century struggles against several heresies or false teachings. The Nicene Creed sums up with historic essential Christian beliefs. The prayers of the people. The people's response to God's word continues with intercession. Prayer is offered for the church, the nation, the welfare of the world, those who suffer and who are in any trouble, and those who have gone on to glory. At St. Timothy's, we use different forms in various seasons. In Form 3, worshipers' own particular prayers are invited at the end, and participants are encouraged to pray loudly and distinctly enough to be heard by all. Confession and absolution. It is important that, before we approach the Lord's table, we remember that God is all righteous and holy, as well as all merciful and forgiving. We kneel in penitence to acknowledge that we are sinful and need God's forgiveness. Repentance is an essential movement in faithful receiving God's grace. We seek to have the relationship between ourselves and God set right as we approach the altar for communion. In the penitential season of Lent, the penitential order begins the Eucharist. The absolution is a declaration of our forgiveness, and it is performed only by a priest or bishop. On some occasions, the confession and absolution may be omitted. The peace, greeting one another with the peace of Christ, is the fruit of the peace between us and God that has been declared in the absolution. In the peace, we affirm our reconciliation with one another prior to receiving communion. If one knows of an unreconciled relationship one has with another worshiper, it would not be inappropriate to go to that person and briefly share apologies and forgivenesses at this time. Announcements. There is no good place for announcements, whether at the liturgy's opening or end or in the middle, and it might be better to reserve them to the coffee hour. Yet, there are always matters important for all to hear. And at St. Timothy's, we share them after the peace. An offertory sentence at the end of the announcements begins the liturgy of